Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the dentist appointment. The dentist appointment. Think about how simple the role of a dentist is. They're only focused on that small area between our nose and our chin, that place we call our mouth. The dentist doesn't take our temperature, doesn't place us on a scale, is not interested in our height or in our weight. The dentist only has one responsibility, and that's to make sure the mouth of every client they meet is in great shape. Well, we have a lot in common with the dentist as business leaders, because at the end of the day, it's important for us to make sure that every person on our team is speaking the same language, meaning that they have the same focus, the same drive, the same positivity, and it all begins with our mouth. We set the stage for what everybody else is going to do on our teams. Therefore, the mouth acronym is a five-step process for ensuring that everyone you come in contact with that wants to join your team, be a part of this great vision that you put in place, that they're speaking the right language. That M in our mouth acronym reminds us of the importance of messaging. Messaging. Our words are far more powerful than any text, any social media post, any meme, any email, any commercial or radio advertisement, any newspaper ad. None of those can compare to our words. You can remember words that have hurt you, and you can also remember words that have helped you. If we start thinking of our mouth as the source for pure messaging, the most powerful messaging that we could ever hope to distribute comes from our mouths, then it will be more important and we'll understand the responsibility of accurate messaging. The key components of those messagings is to make sure that in all our communications, we're professional, we're positive, and we're pondered, meaning that we have thought for a while before we speak. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that message that we say is going to hang on somebody. If we tell them great news, and they're going to hold on to it. If we tell them something negative, they're going to hold on to that as well. That O in our mouth acronym reminds us that we should constantly speak optimism. The glass is always half full for you and everybody on your team. Things are always looking up. They're going to always get better. Today is always going to be the best day of our lives. We've got to constantly speak it and communicate the same to our team. I'm reminded of a small town meteorologist who would get on the air every evening and would always give an optimistic forecast. It was supposed to rain heavily. He would start his broadcast by saying, "Good news, all of those who are in agriculture. Your crops are going to receive some much needed water today." If the forecast called for heavy snow, he would get on the TV and say, "Good news, children. You'll probably be out of school today and you'll have an opportunity to have a longer weekend than you expected." No matter what the forecast, he would always put a positive spin on it so that people could see the bright side. He was asked one time in an interview, "Don't you ever have any bad weather, or do you even believe in bad weather?" He said, "No, because if I believe in bad weather, then I believe in bad days, and I don't think any day is a bad day." My friends, we can learn a lot from this small town meteorologist, because every day is a good day. There's always a bright side to every dark cloud. For every person that tells you no, you gained experience from it and you learn what to do better the next time. For every person that said, "I'm not interested," that's okay. That gave you an opportunity to refine your presentation, and at least they gave you a chance to speak. There is always a reason to look on the bright side, and when we're speaking to our team, we have to make sure to keep them positive and optimistic by always being optimistic ourselves. That U in our mouth acronym reminds us of the importance of understanding. The most powerful words in the English language, the two most powerful, are "I understand." This is the process not of speaking speaking primarily, but also of listening. There's so much that we can learn just by understanding those who are on our team, understanding their backgrounds, their cultures, their drive, their ambition, the things that make them tick. It's important for us to use our mouths to understand. How is this accomplished? In part by listening, but also by asking questions. When was the last time you queried or asked questions of those on your team? When was the last time you found out what their hobbies and interests and likes and dislikes were? When was the last time you asked them about their goals and aspirations and where they wanted to be in the next 3 years? And more importantly, how you could help them get there? I always say that answers are the slaves to questions. You'll never get an answer unless you ask a question, and that is the key to understanding. My friends and neighbors, the first few components of our mouth acronym are making sure that we're responsible with our message, that we're communicating optimistically, and that we are seeking to understand. Once we do those three things, then we're well on our way to managing our mouths as well as influencing the mouths of everyone around us. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.